without having to actually elicit my talent.
Repeat that.
I said.
Repeat it.
I feel like I should just get paid because I'm fucking talented. Okay.
And that's it.
That's it. I mean, motherfuckers give you participation awards and shit when you in high school, when you in these organized sports, they give you a motherfucking trophy just because you was on the team. Why the fuck can't I just get paid because I'm talented? Huh?
I hate trophies.
Why not? Yeah, exactly.
I hate trophies.
Yeah, because they're weird. And then the gold part winds up coming off and you see the little the white part underneath and you're like, oh, I thought this shit was gold for real.
Listen, well, I do have a lot of trophies. I don't give a fuck about them.
Not at
but
all.
But that's because I was a winner.
All fucking ready.
You can already, if you're already a winner, you don't care about the trophy.
Hell no.
I don't like participation trophies.
Me either.
I want to throw every participation little star, sticker, button, lapel pin. I want to throw them all away.
Dumb, dumb suckers. Why do you always give you dumb, dumb? I'm like, hey, this is not a compliment.
But I will say I love dumb, dumb
suckers. I do too. And okay, judge me not. I don't give a fuck. I like the root beer one.
Oh, no, those are fire.
And the pina colada one?
Those are fire.
I know, right?
That's probably the only candy that I ate. Like, yo, I'll take those back.
Hell yeah. Ooh, and a Chico stick.
Big fat. Can we make a weed dum dum? Because I take them.
Oh, but, me too.
You know what I mean? It's just like a perfect, it seemed like it's the perfect dosage.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Speaking of perfect dosage and weed and stuff, mm-hmm. I need you guys to go to Waken Bakery in downtown Homewood. It is black owned.
Ooh.
There is a young man there by the name of Jonathan, ironically enough. And him and his fiance run it. They will be having a Halloween party. October 29th. So if y'all looking for something to do for Halloween, you can do that right there in downtown Homewood.
Aw, that's wonderful.
I know, right?
I love that. Okay, by the time y'all hear this, it's going to be over, though.
Yeah, it is. So I'm probably going to say it again on one of our social media outlets.
Yeah. We should go on live soon. I should do that at some point. But first.
Yeah.
Actually, if you want to go live, I'll give you the the power cord, because you know apple juice is necessary.
Oh girl, ain't that the truth roof? Ain't that the truth roof?
While I find today's ditty, okay?
Oh, because shit, the ditty bop,
because ditty bop is about to motherfucking bin up. Okay, y'all don't understand. I've been hard working. Okay, for the last couple of weeks, I've been locked in. I've been mudding and taping. I've been nailing things. I've been doing electric and actually doing it right for the first time in my entire life, which makes me.
Hey, man. Hey, now give yourself a round of applause.
Where
that
button at? Yeah.
Because I still won't touch that shit. I zipped myself once and was like, no, I'm good.
I definitely zapped myself and others. Okay. And that's why I was like, I got to conquer this shit, because I first colored my hair gray. If y'all know me, y'all know it's because of Storm. And y'all know how much I loved X-Men, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So because she controlled the elements, I'm already a Pisces. So that means I'm already good in water. I'm good with water.
Right. Oh, look at the number.
Oh, yeah. That's so dope.
I like repetitive numbers.
I like it. That's an angel number.
It is. I'm sorry.
So,
my bad, y'all.
No, it's okay. So I had to conquer my fear of electricity, because I know that women are actually less conducive than males. So that means I am like highly less likely. You know what I mean? I'm actually less likely to get electrocuted than a man is.
So is it their testosterone that makes them
I don't
more?
Know what the fuck is in their bodies, but I don't want it, okay? I don't want it. I'm glad I don't have it.
I mean, I do from time to time, but I don't want it now.
I mean, I don't necessarily want what's in your body.
What's in your wallet?
All the time.
Oh, no, that may cause an issue. That may cause a slight issue.
I mean, some things happen when you get things that come from a male's body. Okay.
Yeah.
And multiplication is what else. So I don't.
No, I'm good in that department. I'm good.
I don't necessarily want anything.
I don't want none of that.
I don't want none of that. Okay. But
you think it'll be upside down if I did like that?
Probably. I don't, no, it probably won't.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. We can try it. We can try and see.
Right, right.
Who knows?
Who knew?
I miss you, friend.
I do too. Oh, God damn.
Oh. Okay. So I'm going to play a couple songs because of the fact that this is our first episode of season two.
Season two. Dum da da da.
I don't have a sound effect for that. But I do have a song that I have played, like, I don't know, for the past 2 weeks. I have played it nonstop because I saw it on TikTok, and the dance made me laugh extremely hard.
Oh,
but
God.
The song blessed my heart so much that I, like, think of it every day at some point of the day.
Okay, cool. It's not the song I thought it was in. Okay, cool.
No, it's not dead, but it's something like this. Damn.
Damn. MC, make another hit.
This ain't what you want.
Project.
This ain't what you want. 1600 block. I just wanna rock. I just wanna. I just wanna rock. Body out of ya. Shorty got that body out of ya. Hit it once, no time. Side up, fuck, you gon' kill my vibe. Stand on my money, don't know my size. Pick them sides, and you better choose wisely. That's my high. 1, 2, 3, 4, throw up through 5. That's my high.
Damn. MC, make another hit.
This ain't what you want.
Project.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Wait, that was like a double laugh. Did you hear that? It was like,
it did.
Right. At the same time. Oh, shit. I'm the Layla Hathaway of laughs.
Wow. Get your tritone laugh.
I'm just trying to say.
Yo.
So welcome to our second season?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Season.
Hell motherfucker.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's season two, bitches.
It.
And we're back, stronger and wilder than ever, more ratcheter than ever.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because I am so comforted with my ratchetness now. Because, last year, let's talk about our improvements, shall we?
Come on.
Let's talk about them.
Let's talk.
You know, I'm going to start with yours.
Oh, let's go.
Yes, I'm going to start with yours.
I love.
So this chick here, y'all, okay, this ratchet auntie sister of mine, I fucking love her because I lack consistency. We're going to start there, okay? I was just talking about myself this morning. I lack in the consistency department, and if it was not for this auntie sister here, we would have some scattered fucking episodes, okay?
Bow.
Okay, now I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to say that, you know, the editing is easy because it's not.
No, fuck that shit. We are looking to hire and outsource.
Yeah.
Okay. Please. Editors.
Please.
Because yeah. Let me tell y'all,
shit's tough. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Cause
continue.
Right. Shit. Cause real life be, it keep going. No, yeah. Right. Yeah. So she has great consistency. You know, she keeps the energy up. Woo. The topics are off the chain.
Woo.
And on top of that, I get to do it with her.
Woo.
So it makes it really easy. Like, it's an easy experience. It's almost like involuntary, like breathing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you're looking for these working relationships or any other type of networking, it should be that easy.
Period.
All the time.
Because if you're working towards the same goal, then it shouldn't be no issues.
That's all I'm saying. That's
Get
it.
The fuck off.
That's it. Yeah. So those are your growths.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. Let's go with TT Camille's growths. Okay. When we talk about consistency, although she feels like she lacks consistency, I feel as if you have grown in your consistency, and not just inconsistency with work, but also consistency with managing relationships and emotions.
Ooh.
I feel like she done got her shit together in a year's time. And I've seen her
for over a year's time.
Right.
So that tells me that she had a lot to work for. She had a lot to do. And so she's getting it done. And that's what I like to see about my sister friend.
Oh my God, my eyes are wet.
Girl, but let me tell you why I wanted to do this pod with you in the first place.
Oh, yes,
it's because we have these type of conversations all the fucking time.
Yes.
And for me, I just rather, you know, let you guys in on a little something. It's a good breather for me because most people hear me and I'm singing.
True, true.
And so I don't really be having a lot of shit to say when I gotta sing. You know what I mean? Like, when I gotta sing, it's about the song. It ain't about me. It's never about me. But when we get to do this, I get to get stuff off my chest.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I know she get to get stuff off her chest.
Oh, my God. Sometimes a little bit too much, okay? I am an oversharer.
We censor a lot, okay?
Ooh, okay. Because if we did have the camera rolling to show y'all exactly what it was all said, y'all probably would want to be our friends for real outside of this podcast.
I'm just saying, you know, the Ratchet Aunties podcast, if it was a TV show, if it was reality.
Oh, baby. You talking about Funfield?
Yikes. Okay.
You talking about good Ratchet.
Yes. But and it's like, it's the good drama. It's like the theatrical drama. That's what
it
is.
It's true. We have to create our own drama because clearly we weren't loved enough.
Still searching for the love.
I'm still searching for it. Now, I can't even say that because technically I've been overloved and I want less. I want less love. I want less. My family is nuts. I want them to love me less.
Okay.
So I can leave them easier. You know?
I
need to be
you.
Able to walk away. Like, it's better when you ain't cool with your family. I feel like I be kind of like, I look at people, families who like don't talk to each other, and lightweight, I be kind of jealous.
Oh my God.
Just a little.
That is hilarious.
Because they are way too involved in everybody's day-to-day stuff, so much so that you're not really involved. You just feel like you are.
Yeah, like, almost like an entitlement.
Come on. Uh-huh. So,
yeah.
It's like somebody got a new job. Like, I believe one of my cousins got a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was offended that they didn't know what the job was. Guess what? I don't know what the fucking job is.
Who cares?
I don't give a fuck.
How did we get here?
Why? Why y'all care so much? But I mean, I'm just like, is she still able to take care of her family? Oh, yes. Okay. Well, great. Is she able to get to work easier?
Right.
Oh, great. Is she still able to see y'all? Because clearly y'all got an issue with it. Is she still able to come by your house sometimes? Oh, nothing's changed?
No, nothing.
Oh, she just didn't tell you.
Even though she told you she got a new job.
She got a new job. And clearly, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll say this. Hey, y'all, have y'all ever like started realizing that jobs ain't as important as they were beforehand?
Ooh, come on.
So perhaps if she didn't tell you, it's because she doesn't necessarily see herself there for a long time. Maybe it's just a means to an end.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a fucking job. Okay.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Because I sure was thinking about getting a part time at McDonald's right quick.
Only because
of the climate that we're living in, and everyone knows if you're trying to find any place to live and you are an entrepreneur,
Nigga, you still got to work 4 other jobs.
Man, like whole time.
They be like, yeah, I believe you do the work you do. Cool. But can you show me a pay stub? You right. be like, listen, it's my company. And they'll be like, can you show me a pay stub? And I'll be like, listen, I'll pay myself.
Once I make enough to pay myself.
Okay. Can you?
Because what the fuck?
Well, you know what? Can you give me a sample of blood and and 3 years of your bank statements month by month?
Yeah. And your mother's social security number.
Also her yeah. blood sample. Because right. we need to make sure she's actually your mom and not your friend.
Right. Because that doesn't work here. Okay.
All for a 1-bedroom apartment. Y'all better stop. Y'all better stop.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Y'all better stop.
Because why come 4?
Well.
Oh, shit. Don't get me them inquisitive. I'm like, let me tell you something.
Well. Look, a little in between you and I. Okay.
Okay, between you and I.
Just in between y'all and I. Okay. The housing market is like not doing the same thing that it was doing before.
The housing market sucks. Can we just say what it is? It sucks.
It sucks.
Hey guys, okay, quick second. I'm not trying to interrupt
you,
sis.
Your thing.
Okay, so we just went live. Hey guys, we haven't been live in a really long time. What's up? So y'all coming in on like the maybe the 7-minute mark of it. So, you know, just keep listening and we'll get back to it. But welcome to season 2. Hello. And we're going to get back to the conversation. You ready? It doesn't matter. We're going to start anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So the housing market sucks. Okay. And I feel so strongly about it because I have been looking for, I feel like, a lifetime. We were talking about this last year.
Yeah, trying to find the perfect home and you just end up renting shit you don't want to.
Right. And then on top of that, the thing that you do need to rent, not want to, the thing that you need to rent, you can't afford it.
Well, yeah, no, because you have to make 500 times the amount.
Who makes, okay, no, for real. Okay, y'all, are y'all out there listening? Who makes these rules? Who makes them? Because the minute you meet one benchmark, oh, you done fucked up. You ain't gonna meet the second one because you met the first one. And you would think that since it's step 2, that you can go to that. But
yeah, no.
That ain't how that shit work.
Nah, not without years of time and preparation.
And even still, it'll fall flat the first day because you made a plan.
Ooh, especially if you only got your one job.
Hey, so it was some truth behind that. Hey, Damani, he only got 13 jobs.
Uh-huh.
He lazy. Nah, I feel lazy right now.
He need 28.
Right, because they all pay him 2 cents.
Girl.
Speaking of which, so that's why. So, of course, y'all, I try to be as punctual as possible.
Okay.
Now, I was going to be punctual today. I actually was. Okay. However, I was standing in the line at the dollar store for 12 minutes.
Yikes, you stay.
And it's only because I need these damn freezer Ziploc bags to put my bananas in for my smoothies.
Bananas.
Yes.
This is all about smoothie bananas.
It's about smoothie bananas because you know it's important to freeze them bananas if you want a nice consistency with your smoothie.
Oh, that's actually, okay, tells you how much I don't make smoothies.
It's okay. That's
because I've never frozen a banana to put in a smoothie. I'd just be like, oh, there go one. It ain't too bad. Yeah, let's throw it in there. If it is too bad, all right, it's banana bread. We'll be healthy tomorrow.
I'll see. Nigga like me don't bake. I don't bake. The only thing I will take that Pillsbury canister out there and be like, ooh, I can slice it up. It already got ghosts in it, and I'm going to put it on the cookie sheet. You're not going to ask me to mix no ingredients and then to actually make it taste good and bake it? No, ma'am. Nope. It's either one or the other.
Ma'am.
I said it.
You done just made 18 smoothies that's supposed to do 18 things for your body, and you don't want to do 2 teaspoons of baking soda, nigga?
Because it's going
to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then the things that you're putting in, like, I'm terrible with math, but the measurements is saying on the things, like the little cup, it say the cup.
Nope.
The teaspoon, it say teaspoon.
Nope. Because see, when just I had saying. Tried to make gravy that one time, and that's real, that's supposed to be simple because you only have a couple of ingredients. Mm-mm. I couldn't even master that.
Gravy is not simple.
How? You only got like 3 ingredients.
No, because gravy is as simple as caramel. To make that, you have to keep it at a certain temperature. You have to stir it. You have to watch it. You have to make sure it is exact.
Wait a minute.
Or else you got to make double the amount just to mess. Like, you gotta. Okay. No, that's not simple.
Oh. Okay.
Eggs is simple.
Oh, that's true. You could just crack that bad boy open and exactly. get the getting.
That's
okay.
one thing.
Okay, I could do that. But yeah, no, fuck them cookies. I can't. Nope. Uh-uh. The cookie thing ain't for me.
No, we're going to start with a banana bread. Banana bread is going to be easier than a cookie.
I'll gladly eat it.
Some people fuck their cookies up because they ain't got the right baking sheet.
See, okay, see, now we got to have intricate stuff to Girl. Do this. Nope, I refuse.
You know them little non-stick pretty little cookie sheets?
Oh, the ones that wind up sticking after the fourth use?
Yeah. See, those, those, when you put cookies on them, they be perfect. But if you put it on a darker, used, oiled up pan, they're going to be a little crispy.
Oh, right.
Because you got to, you know what I mean? You got to know your pans.
That's true.
I'm done with you.
Okay. I ain't baking shit, y'all.
I'm done.
I'm going to let T.T. Aaron bake.
Well, okay, that's true. I will
you,
bake.
You bake, I make the smoothies.
That's perfectly fine.
Hey, let's go.
Now just keep me away from the bread, God. All right. So, speaking of things that I want to get off our chest.
Oh, yeah, please. Because, yeah, please. Oh, please.
So, with the first thing, okay? I've been seeing it a lot. It bothers me and my homegirls. Why y'all still outside being fake gay?
Wait, what? Hold on. I wasn't ready. You talking about other females yes. are fake gay?
For sure.
Okay, I need an example.
Okay, for example, right? Let's use Nicki Minaj, for example. Remember when Nicki first came out? It was all about girls, like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I sign a bitch titties, that's my bitch, I might fuck on her, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. She's very much so.
Heterosexual, huh?
But not in her music. You wouldn't be able to tell if she did it for the gays.
Oh, so we out here fake flagging?
Why is we False doing this still? Because that was happening in what, 2004, 2005? She was doing that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2022, almost 23.
Yeah, but being gay is in.
Never knew a sexuality would have y'all in such a chokehold. But
hell yeah, because
this is wild to me.
Yeah, sexuality is a trend for people.
I mean,
kind of like hairstyles and dances. Uh huh. Yeah, they just kind of intermix it with everything else.
I'm just saying, like, I'm done with the love. Don't judge. Okay, I understand.
I judge everything. I ain't even gonna sit up here and act like I don't. No, because I do. The minute that I say that I'm not going to judge or say anything, I say something because somebody walks past and does something. I'll be like, amen. Did you see that? I know you seen that.
My eyes judge.
Yeah.
My eyes are extremely judgy. I can't even hide it. My eyes are excited for judgment. They light up. When I see that there's something that can be judged.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, but clarifications, y'all. Clarifications on the judgment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The judgment is warranted.
Oh, for sure.
This is not something that we just get up and be like, you know, I'm going to talk about, you know, women with odd-shaped butts.
Yeah,
or,
this is not, oh, I'm going to talk about mamas who don't comb their kids' hair.
Right.
What? That's just dumb. You know the kids woke up and then they go, whatever you do to their head. They're going to do 80 million tumbles, and there you go.
And that's it. No, we're talking about the mamas that be acting like these absent daddies.
Who refuse to say happy Father's Day.
Total judgment. Total.
I'm judging you.
Yeah.
Those who don't understand that black people can, in fact, be very prejudiced. Races, not necessarily. Some who have more money than others, but
oh yes. Oh God, can we do a quick sidebar on that, please?
Sure.
So can I just say that I'll just easily categorize it as this: the mm-hmm. suburban black and the city black.
Oh, those are my favorites.
Yeah, I'll keep it as simple as that. Hey, both of y'all niggas still black.
We
okay?
still nigga.
So no matter how much money you have, you're going to have a hard time.
Yo.
So why do it to each other? Okay, I'm done.
Well, Well, that goes under the whole umbrella that we have to like each other. And we don't.
And you don't. we However, you can still be respectful, though. You cannot like somebody and still be respectful.
For sure. Because what do we care? In the end of the day, if you are only concerned about yourself, really, if it's all a selfish thing, then...
Oh, okay. And don't interact with anybody else.
You know, just don't bring, you know, anybody else's issues into it at all.
Oh yeah. Oh, and the other people that I judge are mm-hmm. the people who go outside and be like, I'm really an introvert, but if I'm in the right atmosphere, I'm an extrovert. Shut the fuck up. Like I am so tired of hearing that. Okay, I really am. And I'm sure that there's going to be somebody that come in the comments is going to be like, hey, TT Camille, but I really am. Like, but when I go outside, I don't want to go outside. So why did you go outside?
Because people make you go.
Oh, so you, now you're saying you don't have no choices?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Have you met you as a friend?
Oh, me?
Yeah, who?
Oh, oh damn. How she going to put me out there like that? I did not see this turn. I did not see the turn. I didn't see the turn, y'all. I didn't. Oh, shit. In my defense. In my defense.
See, extroverts don't never know. They don't ever know. Go ahead. Your defense.
In my defense, you be needing it.
Okay.
She do.
Okay.
Look, I'm going to get all up in the cat. Look, because she be hiding and stuff, y'all. Hold, you see her face right there? She be hiding. She be trying to hide. And I don't know why she be trying to hide, because it don't work for her. The more she had, the more people see her.
I hate that shit, too. See? That's some real introvert shit. Like, what I have learned is I am an introvert who does extroverted jobs. So
now that I can understand.
So it's draining to do it forever. So yeah. I need a lot of shelter time. Like I have to.
Oh, that makes
hibernate.
Two of us.
Yeah. I hibernate and I go in my little cave and y'all can't find me, but I'll be like, I'm right there.
I'm here.
I'm really here. And they'd be like, come outside. I'll be like, I'm on the other side of the wall. I can hear y'all just fine. Like right. I can hear y'all.
I don't have to be there.
I don't have to be actually there. Yeah. Because, you know.
I'm good.
I'm real good. I'm yeah. so good that I like really enjoy watching other people post about them doing some whole shit.
I ain't gonna lie, me too though.
That
me too.
I love that shit. I'll be like, look at y'all outside having fun.
Yeah, minus the vacations because I need one.
Yeah.
I'm real judgy on that one. Like, hey, how that bitch go on vacation and she ain't pay her car note? Don't Yikes. Ask me why I know that.
Don't be judgy.
Well, don't put your shit on Facebook.
But then what are we gonna aspire to do?
Oh. Oh, my bad. Okay.
What about the inspirations that they bring?
You know what? You right. You right. You know what? I'm going to be irresponsible because today Thursday and fuck that. I'm going to go to Cancun and I'm going to spend this money
yes.
because I wind up selling shit off my link cord.
Period. And fuck these bills.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck these kids. It's about experiences.
That's it. Because you know, because money can't buy memories.
Money can't buy you class.
But it sure can buy you ass. Oh, wait a minute.
That's a real song.
It is.
I ain't even make that shit up. Oh. Y'all know.
Indeed. Hey, for our Facebook Live people, I hope that you are enjoying this little bit. Oh, shit, we got thigh meat out today. Wait a minute. Hey. Make sure y'all add to the TT. Tatas for TT's fun, okay?
Yeah, because these are a little loose.
Hey.
It's not loose as in like loose. Okay, relax.
Right.
Not loose, but like... In fullness, that's what I mean. Like, you see these thighs? I feel like my titties should match my thighs. That's
yes.
insane.
Yeah,
that would be insane. That would be a lot of titty.
Well, not,
I don't
well,
really
not that
want
much.
That much, but in my mind.
It should be as full.
It should be like, oh, that's a thick ass titty.
Right, like I want a firm, thick titty. Mine's not. It looks like, you know what?
No, don't you do it. Uh-uh. We speaking highly over your titties this year.
Oh, okay.
We right. not going to do that.
Okay.
What? This season, her titties is full as fuck.
Yes. F-A-F. F-A-F. That took a lot of concentration. Mm. Well, if you guys want to hear the rest, make sure you check out the pod. So that's going to be on Spotify. Holler at us.
Meow, meow.
Sorry, y'all. We have no, to go you, ahead and get know, that laugh. To- oh. Okay, y'all, look, I got excited. My cord is short. Like, I'm over here doing stuff. I'm doing too much.
She did acrobatics.
Oh, my word.
Woo. Now, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Everything just fell. That was great.
Everything.
But what did not fall are these topics. So, it's been a lot of music that has been released. We haven't talked about any of it.
Okay.
And I want to talk about it right now.
Let's go.
Baby Tate, she just dropped. Shit's fire. Freddie Gibbs, he dropped.
Oh, man, that shit's fire.
There's a new Anderson .Paak and Knowledge, No Worries, song with her out right now.
That shit's fire.
Okay. Yes. There's new Pivot Gang. That shit's fire.
Oh,
I have so many things. Okay, there's new SmiNo.
Yes.
That shit's fire. New Xavier Omar. Fire.
Did Simba come out with a new album too?
Simba.
Yeah.
Fire.
Man.
I've talked about Zaya Bell before. Shit's fire. God damn it. I want y'all to know. Oh, I've been following this other nigga, Black Bones. New, like, Afrobeat type shit.
Oh.
Holy moly, donut shop. Shit had me in my feelings. It was really, really good. I feel like I deserve to be on someone's island at some point.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to rush it. I've been to a lot of islands. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm not upset at not being there.
I am. The last one I was at was Stony.
Stop.
I'm here all night, guys.
Yikes. This girl is on a crescent roll. Okay.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Croissant.
Oh, yeah, with extra butter. You got to put the butter on it.
Not a little butter.
Not the butter that come on there. You got to put the extra butter. Yeah, a little butter.
Just a little butter. Yeah, so music makes you feel like you on an island. Go.
Hell yeah.
So cool.
Hell yeah.
We going to see you there, I promise. I'm going to be there.
With some new titties.
Oh, shit. Okay. What else have I seen that's kind of fucked with me? So recently there was a picture taken, and in this picture, it was a bunch of celebrities in this location. You couldn't tell in the first picture type of shit, mm-hmm. but they were all taking a selfie photo. Mm-hmm. And who was in that selfie photo? None other than Willard Smith.
Really?
Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, Dave Chappelle.
Ooh.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, shit. It's the Black All Stars. I like the way this is going.
Wait. Kenya Barris.
Come on now.
Like, it was so star-studded and weird. Like, what the fuck is happening here?
Right. So what y'all planning?
What's going on? But it turns out Will Smith has a new movie, Emancipation, that's out. And everybody's talking about how Will Smith is making the same Will Smith face on the cover. And it's quite hilarious to me.
What do you mean the same Will Smith's face on?
Same.
Oh, no.
You know the face.
I do.
Will Smith face.
Oh, God. Oh, I love you, Will.
I'm glad you can't see me, Will.
I'm sure you feel it.
Because I definitely did the face. But, yeah.
All in good spirit.
I don't know what the fucking movie's about. I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah, it's entitled Emancipation.
I haven't watched a lot of movies in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about Will. It's just the fact that I don't watch movies that often. So I'm sure it's good. I hope, you know, it sells out in every theater. I hope he gets back his former glory of blockbuster filmdom. Even though they're not going to give him an Oscar for it, no matter how good it was.
Right. Which is another way to keep a black man down. But I'm sorry, continue.
Oh, well.
Yep, I said it.
Yeah, but who I didn't see in that picture was Chris Rock. And yeah, he's still on tour, I think, so.
I have so much to say, but I'm not. I ain't gonna do it.
Not gonna do it this year.
I ain't gonna do it this year.
Not
nope.
gonna do it.
No, because I feel like we gonna voluptuate this year. So I'm gonna mind my words.
Well, that's fine. Just keep making the Will Smith face, Will.
Oh, please.
Something's gonna come up.
And there's a will, there's a way.
Where there's a will, there's a motherfucking way.
Ah, yes!
And where there is no will,
oh,
the Red Table Talk keeps going on. Okay.
So Jada, I feel like Jada ain't talked to no black person since this Will shit didn't happen. Jada,
oh, for real?
She's, you know, Red Table Talk is still going on Facebook. I haven't watched.
Is it? I haven't seen.
Yeah, I haven't
any?
Watched new like episodes. I've just seen the commercials for the new episodes because it's still going on and the white women still love her and that's all she talking to right now.
Well, obviously because I haven't seen any advertisements, any commercials, mm-hmm. I haven't seen much of Nern.
It's only on Facebook. She ain't had no crazy outlandish things that she said that made it onto, you know, Instagram or TikTok or anything like that. So whatever, black people are leaving her alone, so she's talking to the whites, and that's interesting.
Lucrative.
Yeah, because as we know, Kanye.
I need a swig of water. Nope.
As we know, Kanye's been talking to the whites, and it's some whites that he don't want to talk to, okay? And it's some whites who no longer want to talk to him. And I don't know if this is all a ploy or a plan. I don't care.
I am a fan.
I am a firm believer in that nigga ain't never told no lies yet.
Thank you.
He never said nothing that did not happen either if it was in future tense or something that we didn't know. So I will say that this is above my pay grade. And the fights that he is having with networks...
Yeah, I can't even.
That ain't got shit to do with me. I don't care what the fuck he said about niggas, because he always says shit about niggas.
Right.
I don't care what he say about white people, because he always says shit about white people. What I know, what he did not do was say shit about me. I didn't take no fucking offense to none of that. He said white lives matter. Okay. You right. Like, I don't, we're not going to go over semantics. I'm not hurt over no signs.
No, not at all.
No t-shirts have offended me.
Especially when he said he did it as a joke. But we ain't going to get into that.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. Y'all didn't want to see him with no black girl. And then how he come walking around with a black girl y'all hate. And you know what I actually thought about? The other day. Right, this shit made it to my mother's news. Wow. And that's why I say, like, when it's gotten to my mother's news, that's regular everyday person watching ABC, NBC, whatever the fuck, right?
Which means there's a point that's trying to be made, but
exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. So once I saw a black box with blue lettering that said, "We support our Jewish brothers and sisters."
Shut the front motherfucking door. No. Nope.
Who did this? I don't know a single Jew who did this nonsense.
No.
And I know mad Jewish people, and none of them posted this bullshit.
Nope.
Stop fucking playing with me. Stop fucking playing with me. Y'all are making it seem like what this one sentence that was amissed. Many other sentences. Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Many other sentences he said.
Yeah, he did.
And but one sentence made y'all go, no, this is it. I have had it. He has done enough.
Yeah. What? And you want to know the craziest part about it? And this is the only thing I'm going to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the networks wouldn't allow him to talk. Guess what he can't do right now? Okay. All right. I'm done.
I'm not.
Okay. I'm glad you weren't because I wasn't either.
Okay. I am not done, y'all.
No.
I'm going to tell you why I'm not done. And y'all can call me a Kanye Avenger. Y'all can call me all that type of shit.
You call you us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Us. You right. I was there before Through the Wire. I was there at Chicago State with Miss Donda. I was there.
Yeah.
What y'all not going to do is pretend as if he has done anything outside of his character that is resemblant to actual crazy. Let's stop this.
Because
y'all not taking mental health seriously. Are y'all fucking serious right now? You know what, sister, you right. We not gonna tear down another black man, but that mean that y'all need to look after R. Kelly. You know what the fuck gonna do? We're gonna stop linking all black men together. That's like saying black men ain't shit. Guess what?
Ooh.
Kanye And his whatever crazy y'all feel like he is, mm-hmm. is not the same as somebody being completely aware of fucking a 13-year-old and you're an adult.
Thank you.
That is not the same. Okay? It's not the same. This man has said everything and anything to get y'all to understand that no matter how much money he has, he's still nigga. He's still looked at as nigga, even though he had more money than his wife, even though he put her onto a pedestal to get as much money as he was getting.
Exactly.
Y'all still ain't seeing the correlation between it. Don't matter how much fucking money you have and how well you take care of said kid, that as soon as they white mama say, I fear for my safety, I fear for my children's safety, that they will remove that black man up out of the house and put him into a crazy home.
Each time.
What?
I mean, and this is not even a new concept. They have been doing this from the beginning. So if a black man happens to open his mouth and voice his emotions, his feelings, or what's actually happening to him at the time, not only is he attacked by every other ethnicity, but especially by his own.
His own is the first ones with motherfucking rocks to throw.
And the only thing that you guys are taking are not even facts. It's just the things that you can see. The t-shirts, the MAGA hat, the Confederate flag on his jacket. Now, I'm also going to tell y'all. I don't give a... No, nope, I ain't going to say that. that sometimes you have to look beyond what you can see. Mm-hmm. We live in the type of society now that they will hide stuff in plain sight.
Absolutely.
So, of course, the things that he's saying, since he's going against the grain, you're not going to agree with him at all, because this is the idea, not his idea. This is the idea. And he happens to be the man that's carrying it out right now.
Absolutely. I feel like after all of the shows that we've ever watched, all the movies that we've ever watched that tell you blatantly what the history of American media is and how it is controlled by a certain few people. Let's say, I don't know, the 2% of American population right. controls every media and news outlet. That means, no, you cannot trust everything you see, read, and hear, y'all.
Because it's media. Hey, have you guys heard of propaganda? Do you remember in the war times when they were like, hey guys, fight for your country, because then, you know, we'll take care of you, and then you fight this war and you have no fucking idea what you're fighting for.
Remember the war on drugs?
Huh, hello.
When we were selling them the whole goddamn time?
Yeah, and oh, I'm sorry, but hold on. We were only selling them because they were dropped off in our fucking neighborhood. But again, hey y'all ain't gonna start me.
Yeah, well, I will say it has led me to so many things, and I don't feel like divulging on it later. I feel like I'm gonna get this off my chest now.
Please.
Because I feel like everybody is turning against people and it is doing this in a way that it almost seems planned. So I'm gonna just get this out here. I don't care about talking about it on Facebook. I don't really care. I don't care about talking about it on Instagram, but it pissed me off so much the other day. See that fucking black square? That I had to look back, and I've been talking with a few people, like a few close friends, about what's been going on and stuff.
Yeah.
And we try not to, you know, pay it too much mind or give too much deep opinion or thought into something that we don't fucking know.
Right.
But, you know, I saw a couple weeks ago when he wore the shirts with Candace, and I was like, okay, what's going on here? Don't really care, but because it's her, now I kind of care.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't care about it like in a negative way, but I do remember maybe around the pandemic was when the Black Lives Matter movement was being questioned on where the money and the funds were going. And I remember a whole lot of controversy.
Yeah.
And then it got real, real quiet. And then they started taking it off of different websites that you can donate to Black Lives Matter. I remember specifically because my Amazon Smile was donating to Black Lives Matter. And then all of a sudden it was no longer on Amazon. And so they were removing it because of all of these things that were being said and done and money that was not given. And, you know, people who were showing up but not showing up.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, like when the people were vandalizing downtown and saying Black Lives Matter and they weren't even part of it. And they also, hey guys, they weren't colored. Yeah.
So all of that was going on. And then maybe a week ago, then I see a commercial or a preview, whatever for a new documentary coming out
mm-hmm.
by Candace Owens. And the documentary is against the Black Lives Matter movement. It's breaking down where all of the money is actually going. Like, she dug into that story.
Oh, absolutely. So it's an attention grabber, y'all.
So I'm like, okay, now here's why this matters to y'all. Because I know everybody else going to be like, see now, because I don't, you know, she ain't all skin folk, ain't kin folk. I need y'all to stop saying that.
That's the first time I ever heard of that shit, actually.
Yo.
That's interesting.
I really hate that phrase, and I hear it so much in the Black community because of the fact that now we are trying to police who is Black, even though we can't choose. We can't choose if we're Black or not, although white people can choose if they white or not.
Whatever
the fuck. You can choose this. You can go completely blackface and paint your face is brown, and that will be a thing, right? Mm-hmm. You can tan your body into looking another ethnicity.
Yeah.
You can do all of those things. The one thing that we cannot do, no matter how many white friends you got,
mm-hmm.
how many corporate jobs you take, you can't be white, right? So I find this offensive because Candace Owens is reflective of the Black people who y'all don't care to talk about, but or who y'all don't care to
acknowledge that they're Black.
Mm-hmm. You don't care to acknowledge.
Yeah.
But the issue is that they've already felt that. They've already been not acknowledged by Black people. That's why they don't feel the same feelings that you feel when something racist supposedly happens to you.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to balance the fucking scale.
Right.
Everybody is not going to be emotive and reactive to something that it doesn't affect them. For her, she don't see it the same way.
Right.
You already told her all skin folk ain't kin folk.
Right.
You already told her we don't fuck with you. Okay, cool. So why do I feel connected to your movement?
Right.
Well, I'm going to find all the holes in that shit. And when it's time, somebody got to tell the story because everybody can't be so fucking biased. Mm. And Black people want everybody to come together and believe the same things. And we don't.
Yeah.
And because we don't, that means when something happens, a movement, a person, whatever, whoever we decide to elevate or put on a pedestal,
mm-hmm.
when that happens, now that thing, that entity is above reproach.
Right. And why? How did we get here, y'all?
How did we get here? Because everybody in that circle is a yes man. So if everybody in that circle is just saying, yeah, man, whatever you got going on, yeah, we support. But at the end of the day, nobody is there for the accountability part.
Right.
Then what are we left to do as a community? We want to be able to police these people and these things, but we can't if nobody is trustworthy enough to tell the truth in something being wrong or something being fixable.
Exactly.
We need her too. I looked at all of that shit and was just like, huh.
Hmm. Exactly.
Huh. Now, mind you, it's not that I care for her too much. You know what I mean? It's because at the end of the day, I don't like reactive people. Like, anyway, that's not my shit.
Yeah.
But we do need her because she's already in the Black community. You can't exile somebody from being Black. Sorry, guys.
But my thing is, too, why are you trying to exile people from your community when everyone else is already doing it?
Yeah.
I guess I just don't understand that for the most part because we are all struggling. Can I say that again? We are all struggling. And for the mere fact that y'all at first, you know, everybody was happy that Kanye had this amount of money and he was doing this because he was a real nigga. But now all of a sudden his credentials have changed and he's still been the same motherfucking person the whole time.
And y'all steady believing anything that he says is law and he's human.
Thank you.
He's not no fucking leader, y'all. He's Kanye.
Right.
He ain't never claimed to be Martin or Malcolm.
Exactly.
He claimed to be Steve Jobs or Walt Disney.
He did.
Neither one of them niggas led nobody nowhere.
Absolutely not.
That's the thing that I'm like, okay, he's never said he was here to bring some sort of movement to the Black community. Like, we finna do this.
Yeah.
No, Kanye has always been a leader of independent thinkers, which means independent thinkers can't be led.
Exactly. And on top of that, too, I also want to say in our community, it's hard for us to be independent thinkers in the first place because everyone tells you what to think. Going from growing up of don't sit on my
Grandmama,
couch, don't go in that living room,
bubble ass ass fucking couches. You stuck to them.
Yeah.
Because the plastic. And you want to keep them pristine. But you want to keep them pristine for what?
For what?
For you to die. And
no one has ever sat on the, no like one's the ever couch sat couch. On
it, and then don't nobody want it because it bring back bad memories of how everybody stuck to it.
And, or how you couldn't sit on it.
At all.
Yep.
So then it gets given to somebody else, thrown away. And then that one thing that was cool for grandma, now somebody else is going, oh, that's a beautiful couch. I'll pay this, this, that, and the other for it. And they take that plastic clean off and they sit on it, put their shoes on it, put their feet on it, live in the couch.
Yeah.
And get the feeling and the use out of the couch.
Yeah. And let's, I like how you metaphorically did that because that is you. Let me not say y'all because y'all listen to us. So this y'all don't pertain to y'all. It's the other y'alls. And that is the part where I have a hard time because people are telling you what to think. Yeah. So at this point, if you have an opinion that is not of of everybody else, yes, if it's not groupthink, then you're automatically going to be snuffed out. Do you hear what I say snuffed out? Because I don't think what half of y'all even understand what it feels like to be bullied by the entire fucking world. Let's be 100, okay?
Big fan.
If you sitting in front of a camera or had to live your entire life in front of someone, at what point will you break and be like, I'm not going to follow any rules because your rules are contradictive, your laws are contradictive, and you're telling me what I can do with my talent in order to make you money. So please tell me. Tell us, TTs, how that works for you. Because if you go to your job every day and your supervisor's talking to you sideways, what do you get ready to do? You ain't gonna cuss them out and tell them how the man is holding you down and blah, blah, blah. You just gonna what? Either quit your fucking job and find a new one to have that same issue because guess what? You still a nigga.
You still a nigga and you still need money.
So it's a never-ending battle, but we need people to understand that if we do not use the intellect at which you naturally have.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I don't think you heard me. So if you use the intellect that you naturally have, you will be a lot further than where you are now. This is why a lot of people are stagnant.
So many.
I don't know what to do or where to go. That's because nobody's telling you.
Yeah. And then you're so fickle because nobody's telling you that you're listening to everybody. And so you look completely confused by just following trends that you see. And every week you'll be a different person because somebody new has said something.
Oh,
as opposed to taking in all of those things and adding it to what you already think and feel.
Right.
You now are taking on somebody else's thoughts and feelings and you're taking them on without context, which makes you even worse because you don't know why that person thought that way. You don't know what they felt to get them to that place. You're just seeing the result or an image, something very small, a blip in time. You were seeing something that has been produced to show you. And that's what you want to live your life on?
Yeah, because that's what you think you want.
I hate it.
You don't even know.
I hate it for y'all. Yeah. I hate this for y'all.
Do better.
Really, 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 really want y'all to see the outcomes of all of these great people who have left us, all of our ancestors, all of the people who have come before us and we've read the history books or we've seen or we've heard the stories, right? I want y'all to take that shit to heart. Like dead ass, think of these people as not just stories, but think of these things as real people who went through something human, just like you.
Right.
And how they were able to overcome or not in whatever time span they had. Now look at your own life.
Right.
And be like,
oh, I can't say shit.
What the fuck am I talking about then?
Oh, and another thing too. Can y'all just actually look up some information that has nothing to do with Instagram or Facebook? Because when it comes to facts, I know it's plenty of people who don't even know who some of our Black historical trailblazers are.
No.
And that's sad.
They already are just now. Well, let me not say they already. They still are saying today the first Black person, the first.
Yeah,
come on, y'all.
So you mean to tell me
really?
Okay,
really.
I'm gonna put this out here too. So how are we the only race that's hated by every other race? Have y'all ever thought about that? Like, what have black people done so bad that everybody don't like you?
The general, like, name for darker skinned people in every country, every race, is hated.
Like, yes. And like, how the fuck do, okay, so how did we get here? So in order for you to hate someone, mm-hmm. they have to either have something that you want, or either they have the thing that you want and you just don't know how to acquire it. So again, if everybody hates you, and I do mean you, how the fuck can you turn around and hate you too? I'm done.
Learned processes.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do better though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did y'all know humans have wiped out 70% of animals?
Wait, what?
In the last 50 years?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yeah. That was not a segue. That was just hard truth.
No, it is.
Did you know that humans in the last 50 years have wiped out 70% of the animals on the earth?
I can believe that, because I was just talking about the other day, crazy enough, is how the fuck y'all keep cutting down trees and y'all say we need them?
Unless y'all got some sort of plant or factory that's building new trees that we don't know about.
I'm just saying.
Y'all better have an Amazon forest that's in the middle of an Amazon plant that Jeff Bezos made.
That part. You know what? Speaking of which, so my next house is going to have a lot of plants, because I don't know what's going on with the trees, y'all.
Hey, we need you know, air cleansing plants.
Get you some snake plants, some pothos. Some monsteras.
Oh, she naming real
some
shit.
Some dracaenas.
I'd just be like, hey, let me get the plant that looks like a pineapple.
Okay.
No, I don't know the name.
Yeah, that's okay. I believe it's a dracaena.
Oh, okay.
Has little stalks, like long stalks, and then they just fall over like a little tree.
Yeah.
Or there's another one that has like a little elephant tusk foot, like trunk to It's so cute. And then the top of it looks like it's a ponytail. It's super cute.
Like, oh, I like that. Okay.
Super cute. I'm sorry.
Like a pineapple pony.
It's a little cute little thing. I like it. So yeah, while you're getting your plants, you know, take care of the animals,
please.
I just saw a cat outside that was it was hefty. Okay. It was a hefty cat.
Really?
And I was like, for it to be a stray cat, you been eating good as hell. And I was like, well,
wow.
Well, yeah. You know,
I have seen an influx of cats though. Like, it's been cats everywhere.
Cats be fucking. Cats is the hoes of the animal kingdom.
They some pussies.
They be out there fucking. They do. God.
Hey, speaking of which, so I had put a cat on my snap the other day. Because I came out, I was in the backyard.
Put your pussy on snap?
Yes, I put. I put the pussy, not my pussy.
Put the pussy on snap.
Yeah, I put the pussy on. I put the whole pussy on snap. Nice. Sure did. And nice. I was like, hey, y'all, look at it. And then it was funny because I had woke the pussy up. So it had looked at me like, bitch.
Cats are great.
They are.
Cats are great.
It slow blinked at me and closed his eyes back like
I'm out of here.
I was like, dang, you somebody grandma for real.
Oh,
that's Lucille.
Wow. Well, speaking of grandma pussies, there's a new Tiger King, and it's a tiger queen.
No, ma'am.
Her name's Mimi Exotic. And Mimi Exotic is on the run currently, right now. She is a fugitive.
What?
Because she has raised too many goddamn cats. Big cats, if you will. She's had a couple of leopards, a couple of, like, lions, tigers. Fuck no. What?
Like, so where does she house these? Like, I have so many questions.
Well, we don't know, because she's not in any of the homes that she's lived in. Like, literally, she's on the run right now. We don't know her location. It's fucking great. But she got on the radar because she had sold, like, two, like a panther or some shit to somebody.
How the fuck do you get your hands on this?
Who the fuck knows? It's a black market for pussies. It's pretty great. Okay, Mimi Exotic, wherever you are, girl, I don't know, but I kind of want an animal. I don't know. I'm not supposed to have one.
Right, but pussy power.
If we was in Florida or, you know, Vegas or, what is it, Mississippi, they be having a lot of, you know, Louisiana, they be having a lot of, actually, it's a couple niggas up in Gary, Indiana that got some animals I don't think they supposed to have, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
It's a couple niggas on the south side of Chicago who got some animals that they should not have, but not gonna talk about that.
But we ain't mention that.
I don't care about that. All I kind of want is a spider monkey, but now I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Now I'm not sure. Because I don't want them throwing no shit at me. And
like literally, because they
like
throw shit.
Like literal shit.
Right? They throw literal shit.
Like, because then you can't catch them. And that's the shit. Like, I prefer animals who, regardless, I can catch you. Like, a dog, you know, they gonna do something so silly, they may run into a wall and then be like, boom, oh, and then they slow down. And then they, you know, if they do something bad, they literally go to their, you know, area and look sad and remorseful.
Yeah, they do.
What does a monkey do? You know what I mean?
They laugh at you.
They laugh. And that's, like, for me, it feels like that's kind of a karmic animal. Like, that seems like an animal that I should have because I'm definitely, like, a laugh-it type of shit. But you throw some shit at me and then I can't catch you because you just hopping all across my walls and shit and you ain't got to land on nothing that I can even reach.
I can't even imagine. Fuck. Like, can you imagine the frustration?
Just running around trying to catch a spider monkey. And they can only just come to you. Like, right? That's fucked up. You just holding your hand out like, get over here.
Get your ass in my hand.
Get your ass on my finger. Get your ass on my finger. Sit down. They not going to come to you. They be like, bitch, no.
Like, oh, no.
I'm going to sit on this microwave real quick. I'm going to sit on the top of the refrigerator.
And I'm going to look at you. In the back. Right.
In the back of it where you can't even see me and you can't reach to me because I know you're shorter than it. Try to reach me. Oh. And they not going to do it. And I don't like that for me.
Oh my God. So why? Oh my God, y'all. Quick story time. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Uh-huh. So the youngest son of mine is at a away football game at a predominantly Caucasian school. In order for you to get in and out of the gate, you have to have on your football jersey. Okay. So him and his friend, or teammate rather, goes into the school. I think they had to use the restroom or something. They're walking down the hallway and here comes this Caucasian boy. It's like three of them. Comes up to my son and says, do you think you guys are ever going to make it out of the hood? I said, wait, what? I said, since when is like South Suburban living?
It is.
The hood.
It is.
Hey, I know it's the hood now. It's the hood now. But I still thought that was funny.
That's hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious. I'm not going to name the school.
They got fucking grass. Shut your goofy ass up. They houses.
And trees.
They got trees, grasses, and cul-de-sacs. Shut your goofy ass up. That's something the hood does not have. Let me tell you what the hood does have. One way in and one way the fuck out. Ooh, yes. And if you, with your Caucasian ass, gets caught anywhere over there, you are op. Or you're goofy. Because ain't no reason why you would be over here in this area.
That part.
By yourself.
That part.
If you could walk up and down the blocks of her neighborhood.
Safely?
Safely, my nigga. You're not in a hood. You're in a neighborhood. There's a difference.
Yeah.
See, I've punched people for less, but... now you just... Because now you playing with me. I feel like you playing with me. It was funny. It was funny, and I have a bunch of racist Caucasian jokes to go right back, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, let's use this time to educate. You know, the hood is a place where you're not allowed to go.
Oh.
Until it's gentrified.
So as she said, the hood is not a place for you to go.
Unless
it's gentrified.
And you would know when you can go.
Right, because a motherfucking Starbucks will go up first.
And a motherfucking Walgreens has now changed to be a fucking neighborhood Target.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A neighborhood Target market.
Or
Express.
Or grocery store. I'm sorry. That's always the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know you in a gentrified neighborhood where you have a small, like a mini Target.
Right. What the fuck? This is the play Target before you get to the real Target. We don't want to drive 15 minutes. This is the one just 5 minutes up the
this
street.
This one only sells Tupperware. Like, what the fuck? Why y'all only got tubs here? What is happening?
I didn't know.
Swiffers. This is not even a real...
Oh.
Get this... travel size Target.
That's the one with the membership prices, you know, for $20 a month. You know,
you could go in and they already got your groceries at the front because they all have everything. They only got like five items.
Yeah
whatever. Y'all know.
Okay, what else do I have on my list?
So many more people have broken up.
Oh my, okay, like.
Woo, I love this time of year. Like, it is, okay. And when I say this time of year, I do not mean like this actual, like not the fall season, not like that, not like, oh, this time of 2022 where people break up. No. I mean, when people have been together for so long that you forgot that they was together and then they don't want to do that shit no more and then they tell you they broke up. That shit is my favorite time because it really throws everybody for a loop. They be like,
what? I was looking towards you guys for my inspiration. Why?
Because people don't want to be their own people. They don't want to
be themselves. Let me tell you why y'all do that, right? Because I know why y'all do that. So I'm going to tell y'all why y'all do that. Y'all be doing that because it is far less work to watch somebody else in their relationship than be in your own.
Ooh. We need this.
If I took, I don't know, all the time of my day that I spend scrolling on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. If I took that same time and invested it into my own life and or relationship, how much further would I be?
Legit.
That's what I think about when I see people being fully outraged about somebody else choosing to end their relationship.
Like, oh, you're so invested.
Like, yo, they only telling us so that the next time when you see them without their spouse and or partner, that you're not like, what happened? But guess what y'all still gonna do? What happened? Because we're nosy.
Yeah.
And I like being nosy. But at the end of the day, it's up to the person to choose what they're going to share with us.
That part.
So I'm going to just take whatever you choose to share and be like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. But you know, but people don't like to do that. Because then if I see one more rest in peace post and then somebody in the comments be like, what happened?
Oh.
I'm like, y'all niggas ain't got no coups.
What happened?
Hey, where's the coups?
Nigga.
They not here. It don't matter how it happened. They not here.
Right now is not the time to ask that question. Don't ask them. Look it in the comments, because I'm pretty sure
that it's going to be there.
Somebody gonna put it.
Right. Somebody gonna post an article. They gonna either probably tag their Facebook page. Something's gonna give you an indication. Right. So don't be a ass hat.
Or an ass hole.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ass hat and ass coles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because that's what y'all are. Y'all just be all in people business.
Rubbernecking and goose. Shit.
I don't
rubbernecking.
Know.
Rubbernecking. And goose something. Fuck it, y'all. I fucked it up.
I
it ain't
would
funny
love
no more.
To know what this shit is, though, now. So, yeah, okay, yeah. We'll come back to it. We'll figure out the phrase.
Okay. Because it was good.
I feel like it was. I was like, rubbernecking.
Rubbernecking, yeah.
Okay.
I used to get that all the time when people be on the expressway and they be in accidents and you can't never get around them because motherfuckers be rubbernecking.
Nigga. See, I've never actually given it a name. I just hate when niggas do it. And it's mostly when niggas do it because niggas will find a way to break their neck looking at somebody. And I hate that shit. And I mean male niggas at this point because y'all get yourselves in so much trouble by not knowing how to discreetly look out of your peripheral. Like,
oh
my God.
So funny.
Bitch, I saw this one chick slap the dog piss out of this one nigga. So this girl, supposedly they're on a train in New York.
Go figure.
And New York women are spicy, as we've heard. So
that's what they say, guys.
They say they're a little spicy.
Yeah.
So
This couple is on a train. They're holding the little center, like, you know, pole or whatever, standing up. A young lady is walking past. She has an ass, not like humongous, not like, oh, I've never seen an ass this big before, but it was an ass big enough that people looked and somebody was filming, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Her walking past or whatever. So they film her walking past, and the nigga is looking in her direction. The girl, she walks behind, you know, the other girl or whatever. He watches her from the moment she gets like close to his girl. He watching her boom, boom, boom as she walking past, boom, boom. By the time she get to the other set, like, she was walking towards the other, like, doors or whatever past them,
mm-hmm,
to stand there, and oh girl, what? Hot face, okay, just gave him the hot face, and he just standing there like, damn, and everybody on the train like, damn, and the girl, she like, you know what I mean?
Right, she like backing up like, hey, backing man. Up
like, please don't hit
please
me.
Please don't hit me. I ain't do nothing. I
didn't even do nothing, mm-mm, and I felt bad for her at that moment because I've definitely been the big ass girl who's walked past somebody before, but niggas, y'all need to watch a little bit more discreetly.
Yeah.
Or invite your girl into it with you because
you're like, hey man, look at that ass.
Bae. Bae.
Right.
Bae. You know what y'all do.
Right.
Bae. That's universal for look at this shit. Bae.
Yeah.
Just say it with a specific type of fervence. Yeah. Did you be like,
oh, I was going to say inflection, but okay, go ahead now. It's your badass.
Bae. Y'all know what that means. That means look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she gave him the high face for that. So, y'all niggas need to, you know, get y'all eye test done again so y'all can, when the beep goes off and they be like, beep. And then you see the little light in the screen when you're looking in the little goggles and they be like, and you're supposed to hit the button. That's what y'all need to practice.
It's the hand-eye coordination.
Buzz.
Oh, I see it.
And then some of them, remember they stopped making the noises? So I was looking for the noise. Did. And then it just be like click. And your finger just be hitting the click button. They be like.
Right. They be like, damn, she can't see.
I'd be like, no, I was listening for the sound. I ain't hear the sound. So I was. Correlation. I'm sorry.
Never mind.
So the people who, you know, then broke up again. Well, y'all know Gisele Bündchen, the legs of.
Oh, yeah.
Of modeling. The mm-hmm. woman who was probably the first to insure her legs.
Yes.
She was the highest paid model for over 7 years, right? And she was married to Tom Brady. And I say was because currently she's going through a divorce right now. And why are they going through a divorce, you ask? Because this nigga lied to her again. Now, what did he lie about, you ask? He lied and told her that he was gonna quit football for real this time. This nigga has told her not once, not twice, but three times that this nigga was gonna retire. And what'd he do? He ain't retired. So she was like, I'm sick of your shit, Thomas. And she outed us. So,
oh, okay.
That's really why they getting divorced, is because the nigga lied. It's not because he chose football over family. It's because he lied. If he would have just said, hey, I love football and I love you, but I really love football. And if I do not get to play football, then I cannot be the best me.
Right.
And if y'all have ever dated athletes, which is the reason why I cannot date an athlete, because I myself am like an athlete and I understand what happens when athletes cannot athlete no more.
Right.
I say this all the time because it is so imperative that whomever you choose to be your partner with, you let them have their outlets.
Yeah.
Because niggas will cut the fuck up if they are not allowed to do what they have been doing. If your girl has been an IG baddie and she has traveled the country looking beautiful and wearing no clothes, if she's been this way since before you met her, and then you meet her, and then you want to knock her up and impregnate her, and now she's uncomfortable with her body, but guess what? Then she want to kind of snap back. She want to take those pictures again. She want to be back out in front of a camera. Guess what the fuck you should not do? You should not tell her, no, sit your ass at home. You married now.
And you a mama.
You a mama. Mamas don't go outside with no clothes on. Yes, the fuck they do. Because mamas are women's. Yeah. And women's want to be themselves, regardless of whatever the fuck it is that they were doing beforehand. All they want to do is be able to be themselves.
Yes.
If a man was throwing a fucking ball his whole fucking life, and then you marry him, and then you say, no, babe, put the ball down. We have kids now. You have responsibilities. That nigga gonna be like,
the fuck?
No. I want to throw this goddamn ball.
Right.
What? It's fun for me. It is me going to the club. And instead of going to the club, I get to punch 50 people. That's what that is. Then let them do it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was all because he lied.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have lied, my nigga. You should have just been like, hey, I can't do that.
Right. So what we gonna do?
I can't do that. So, okay. Let's be realistic. Let's be realistic.
Right.
So you don't like my scheduling. Well, it's nothing really I can do about that. Right. You got all... what they say at Love and Basketball? I've draped your ass in Gucci and gold.
Oh, that was my shit. She flung the shit out of that ear. Can I get a few minutes of your time now?
You know what happens. He done paid your ass with Gucci and gold, bitch. You either go deal with it or you go walk out. But you should never lie, my nigga, so... You're losing your wife.
Hey, man, that be the part that kill me, man. Like, people will lie over the smallest shit. And did you really realize, did you know that once you tell the truth that you don't have to lie again?
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What look, a concept.
Look, most people don't get past the initial, like... The initial truth. The first truth is the pee. Like, that is... That's what's the highest amount of, like, pressure.
Yeah, it's just getting it out.
Just getting it out. Because then after that, guaranteed, if the person has more questions, then you ain't got to figure out the answers.
Right, because you know.
Because you already know. You ain't even got, like, the time to make up something good, and it's got to be, like, it's got to be so good that it's believable. You know, like, how much of a sociopath you gotta be to, like, really come up with, like, a consistent lie.
Oh, you talking about my ex-husband? Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop. We're not gonna talk about him.
I ain't talking about him. Two.
Fuck that nigga.
You a op, nigga.
Ooh, you a op, nigga. You a op, you with the hot sauce. Nigga. That shit is hilarious.
It is.
Super up. But yes, y'all got to do better. In other breakup news, Cynthia Bailey Hill and Mike Hill have broken up. Oh.
Damn.
I want to all sound. Oh. Because, well, see, here's what I be looking at with certain people. Like Cynthia Bailey, I am a fan of Cynthia Bailey because she's a Pisces like me.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, everything she does is pretty much Pisces-like, though, so that's when...
Wait, as she's looking like, down, though. I gotta admit it.
The traits, God. So, yeah, this relationship wasn't gonna work as much, but I wish her all the best. You know, Cynthia is... for me, when I see people like that, I'll be like, oh, so that one relationship over, but you ain't done. So
right, and that's like, a good thing.
Like you can't pull nobody else. Relax, be sad for now. Oh, that's all I want. It's just
oh, right. That man. Time passes so quickly,
and then that's it.
Yeah,
your life is not over, ma'am. You still 50 Cent. You still fine as fuck, and I'm happy. You know, for her, get out of anything that you don't want to be in.
That's pretty simple.
Basically.
And there you have it.
Dum dum dum.
Wait, so I don't have to be miserable anymore?
Yeah. No.
Darn.
Get the fuck up out of that. Get up out of that jail.
Oh, I'm used to trauma bonding.
Oh, get the fuck up out of that jail.
Okay.
Get the fuck ASAP. Okay. So not in America. Shit that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
It was some UK protesters, right? Let me tell you why this story is like one of the funniest shits to me.
Oh my God, I think I know what story you're talking about. Okay.
Nigga.
these two little British girls, they sit in front of a goddamn Fango piece, whatever, and then throw some goddamn tomato soup on the baby.
Whoa.
And guess what? They still alive.
That's all I gotta say.
That's how you know they're not black.
Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody.
Because what the fuck?
Do you know how much that painting costs?
Nigga.
Well, supposedly. How the amount nigga. That they put on the painting. Nigga. Let me say that.
Nigga.
Everything about watching that shit. Oh, no. Hold on.
Did they take it down?
I hope not. I hope not.
You know, because when you are defacing something of great value that way, I would think they want to make a mockery of you, but they don't.
They said
these bitches glued themselves
to the wall. They put.
Shut up! No, what is this gonna do, guys? Because what happens when you gotta pee?
They literally put super glue on their hands and glued themselves to the drywall underneath said painting, and then with their free hand threw the soup on, then glued that hand, and then
how symbolic.
They stuck themselves to the wall at their latest environmental protest to say, what is worth more, art or life? Is it worth more than food? Worth more than justice?
What the f- Okay. All right. Y'all keep waiting.
They threw it on a Van Gogh painting.
That was the only way to get your point across?
On the sunflowers paint. Like, y'all could have threw it on anything. And I'm like, what the fuck? And what the fuck? And it was so many of them. It was multiple. What? Multiple whites.
These bitches had on construction vests.
Glue.
What? No. I'm yep.
I just am like, hey, y'all.
Things that we can't do as black bucks.
They said, so this didn't even make real news, really. Some people were like, they should have threw more soup.
The painting is hungry.
Y'all should have threw more soup, because, you know, if y'all would have thrown more soup, then people would have, you know, caught it more. But ain't nobody finna stop fracking oil, y'all. I'm sorry. But this is all about environmental justice. And
I don't understand what throwing a soup on the painting was going to do for their movement.
That's only going to get you arrested. But
and they probably didn't even get that.
Exactly. Right.
Whatever.
Somebody said, I'm going to put my dick on the Michael Jordan statue to protest the Chicago potholes. And
hey, I wish he would, please. Okay.
I'm like, I want to be there for this.
Damn tires.
This is hilarious. It's a couple of things that I'm like, man, Kanye needs to say something crazy in Chicago, and then maybe they'll
stop.
Maybe they'll put they'll fill the potholes with something, you know.
Oh, like those tires you were talking about the last time?
I'm telling you. This is all the oppression Olympics. I want y'all to know that. The Stop oppression it. Olympics are here to stay.
Oh,
who is more oppressed? Is it the Jewish people? Is it the Asian community? Is it the blacks? Is it the Caribbean blacks? Is Ooh. It the Spanish blacks? Is it just the Spanish? Is it the Native Americans? What if they ain't the only Native Americans? What if, like, oh my God.
I don't think anybody ever paid attention to the word God. Native American. What does native mean?
Original to
you. You already been here, motherfucker. You've
been. Mexicans were Native Americans too.
Oh.
But whatever.
Yeah.
We'll get there later. Next on the Oppression Olympics. WNBA salary gaps. Let's talk about it. So this is what I wanted to talk to you about, because it made me quite sad.
Okay.
It made me quite sad to know that specifically.
How is she sad and she laughing? This is why I love her.
Well, because this is all some bullshit, and I really want, like, I need to get the exact numbers because this is a very important thing.
Okay.
WNBA, I have to literally type it up.
Gotcha.
Wage gap. Cap.
Did you know?
Because this is, when I read this, I thought, this is the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard.
Did you know that the mascots?
Stop. You better fucking not.
The mascots in the NBA make the mascots in the NBA make so much money that they themselves make more than the women who play in the
in the damn league. I could put this suit on and you don't know who the hell is in here. I'm sweating my balls off even though I don't have any, and I'm getting paid more than these women running up and down the court for 2 hours, however long a game is. I don't know, but still, is that bad? I always wanted to be a mascot in high school, and then I found out that you don't get your own like head mask. I was like, oh, so you wear other people's sweat? No, yeah. I ain't good with that. So how much does a mascot make?
Well, let's talk about the Denver Nuggets mascot. Denver Nuggets mascot Rocky is the highest paid mascot in the NBA with a $625,000 annual salary. He makes 10 times the average salary of an NBA mascot.
10 times?
He also makes 6 times the average WNBA salary and 15 times the average G League salary. How the fuck did y'all say, yeah, you know, I understand, you know, y'all don't watch WNBA, because that's what I keep hearing. You know, y'all don't watch it. If y'all were to watch it, you know, that's going to put the numbers up.
That's not true.
I know nobody who watches the fucking mascots.
Thank you.
I know no one, okay? Children, maybe. Okay? But adults, when the mascot comes out and does them goofy-ass flips on that goofy-ass trampoline and tries to do a little forward flip to make your little point so you can get a goofy-ass little McDonald's Big Mac at the end of your fucking show.
Yes. We be waiting for it to be over because it take too long.
Don't nobody give a fuck about the goddamn mascot. And I love Benny the Bull, okay?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
But I don't give a fuck.
That's my nigga.
If I were to find out Benny the Bull made more than Brittany Griner before she left and, you know, went to prison, y'all should send it up just for that.
Seriously.
This motherfucker, one mascot making
a buku amount.
$600,000.
For doing what? Like, you have like 5 minutes of time.
Nigga, no. Not in your plushy ass suite and shit that you get to change into. I think I talked about this before. But like over the summer, I saw 3 Hispanic children changing in the back of a minivan into mascot costumes, i.e. the Paw Patrol, okay? I saw them hop inside of the back of a minivan and come out one by one. The mama just opened the door up and one would pop out. And I saw 3 of them do the same shit with Paw Patrol and all types of shit coming out of a goddamn minivan. You know what they didn't make? $600,000. And they had to change 3 of them in a minivan. They deserved money for that.
Absolutely.
Not you.
Absolutely.
Not you.
$625,000.
What? 6 times the amount of a person who plays the game?
I don't give a fuck if it's a woman or not. Does she play?
I was just about to say.
They got rings and championships too. Why the fuck do you get $600,000 and they don't?
Who makes these rules? Back to my original question. Who makes all these rules?
Some lazy rich man.
Yeah, because still, because somebody explained to me how credit works. Because obviously I don't know how.
It don't.
Thank you. Because I just gave up. Shit.
That's the key to credit.
Yeah.
It does not.
It doesn't.
Work.
Near
the working, it don't. That's the thing.
Like, oh, you want it to work.
Oh, for you?
Oh, you didn't say that.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Okay, so... I was going to talk about some other toxic shit, but I don't want to because I wanted to talk about Kanye today. And that took up all my time.
Yeah.
But I do want y'all to know that after all of this is over, right? And I'm not going to look for I told y'all so's.
I am. I am.
I know. I'm not going to look for it. I'm going to see them. But I'm not going to look for them.
Oh, I damn.
Because it's going to happen.
You're right. I jumped in there way too early.
Don't,
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. No, you feel the way you feel. I'm not mad at that feeling either.
Oh, okay.
I'm not mad at that. But when all of this is said and done, and we find out the reasons behind everything that was going on, I just want y'all to be aware that no matter what you post, there's always something that can be misconstrued. No matter how well you tried to articulate it, yeah. No matter how much thought you tried to put in it, someone can be offended by what you say. So take the time to put yourself in other people's shoes. Take the time to be empathetic about other people's positions and histories.
Yeah.
And traumas and all of those things that you want people to be empathetic to you about. Try to do the same thing for other people.
Yeah, but be open, though. Be open-minded, too.
Big fact. Big fact. Because we all in this together. When this world blows up.
Because it's going to happen.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. It's very likely.
Yeah. they reset it every however many decades
it's,
or whatever.
It's just very, very likely that we won't all be here. But but when the next set of, life happens, hopefully they've learned from our mistakes. And if we get to be reincarnated and come back, I would like to be, just smarter. I just want to be smarter and make better decisions because clearly some of y'all are not.
Yeah. I just want to be confident.
That's a good one.
Because with confidence, everything else is,
you can achieve so much with confidence.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, absolutely.
I like that. I'll put that in the notes because definitely it's some people I want to talk about as far as in the confidence sector who kind of have it, as far as what I've seen. And I kind of admire that. And I would like for us to do the same.
Indubitably.
So as we end today's lovely conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I was gonna call it, but I don't wanna do that. But as we end today's conversation.
Make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe. The biggest thing is sharing. Even if you don't agree with the content, we don't give a fuck. We just want you to share. We actually do give a fuck for those who don't understand sarcasm.
when we say we don't, we don't. Unless we do.
That part. So share it, okay? Also, make sure y'all donate to the Tatas for TT's Fund, okay? Yeah. It is still there, all right? And if y'all get a little froggy, which we'll do anyway, we're definitely going to have some content that you will only be able to subscribe to.
Yeah.
Because there's some other shit that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
That cannot be explored on this platform right now.
Yeah.
So be looking for that season two as well.
Yeah. We try to get canceled season two.
Oh, okay. hell yeah.
Kanye, hit me up.
Hey, because all I'm saying is once these niggas cancel you, everybody know about you.
Basically.
So is it really cancel culture?
Hell no.
Hell no.
But until next time, make sure you do what the fuck you supposed to be doing. God damn it. You stay motherfucking hydrated and minding your motherfucking business.
Yes.
And above all, stay ratchet.
Don't play with it. I just want a roughneck nigga on the tongue. Big you just want a semi-automatic with a drop. Ask me if I'm finished. Nah, bitch, I just begun. I ain't giving out no 90 to no nigga just for fun. Are you dumb? Run a man. I don't know no other man.
Run it up.
You fuck like 100 niggas just for 100 bands.
What?
I don't even got me 100 bands. I'm still gonna make me 100 M's with 100 plans. Give me peso, extendo. I carry bitches like I'm Preco. Beat around with nigga called Pedro. Suck a nigga, shoulda knew it from the get go.
Yeah.
Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Come on, baby, don't play with it.
Don't play with it.
Just lay in it. Spin all day in it. My hitters don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. They stay with it. I'm okay with
y'all.
When they come to me, they don't play with.
Lizzie on me, yeah, that's something that I stay with. The Brooklyn bitches, they ain't really nothing to play with. Bitches steady chatting, when I ran down, she ain't say shit. My head is gon' bang quick, fuck around and get dangerous. Bitches acting like bimbos, stomp a bitch in my Timbos. Hoes know I ain't playing games, no Xbox, Nintendo. Real bitch, no floor shit, I stand on it, that's 10 toes. Pulled up in the big body with the dog tents on the window.
He says she's so sweet, they gon' wanna lick the rapper. Let him taste the pussy, then I can come out right after.
Got these niggas vexed, cause I curb him when I want. Get his wig pushed back, if the nigga tried to pawn like
Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Come on, baby, don't play with it.
Don't play with it.
Just lay in it. Spin all day in it. My hitters don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. They stay with it. I'm okay with it. When it come to me, they don't play with it.